Jake Plummer joins us now. Jake, thanks a lot for being on the show. Always a pleasure to talk to you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. Just enjoying a beautiful morning in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho with my family and enjoying the tail end of the summer. It's been a great summer so far.
And you can check out Snake's Takes on sportsusamedia.com and podcastone.com. And his Twitter handle is Snake Stakes. So that's S-N-A-K-E-S-T-A-K-E-S. Snake's Takes. So Jake, first off, let's talk about the podcast and doing the podcast and becoming quote-unquote a member of the media. I mean, I won't classify you as a classic member of the media, but you're doing your own podcast. What inspired you? How did you get going on it? And what's it about?
Well, you know, for me, it's funny you say part of the media because I feel like I do not want to become part of the media, although I do have to ask people to be on the show and come up with questions and study and research and know what's going on. So it's kind of fun. It keeps me fresh, keeps me active in today's sporting world. And basically Snake's Takes is just my take on what's happening around the U.S. or the world with sports. We focus mostly on football, but we'll venture out into a little baseball, a little basketball, soccer, you name it, lots of different stuff. So Larry Kahn, who is the owner of Inside Sports USA Media, they contacted me to do it, and so I said, sure, let's do it. And it's kind of gaining some traction, but I appreciate the pub on Canada's biggest station up there. It'd be awesome to get some listeners up there up north.
All right, so let's talk about the current NFL and so much to catch up with. Look, we're running a bunch of previews on this upcoming season. We know how big fantasy football is. The NFL is an absolute juggernaut at this point. It is just, it's unstoppable. And they talk out of two or three sides of their mouth, right? On one side, you know, Ray Rice gets two games for what happened there. And for those of you who don't know, if you've been living under a rock, domestic abuse, fighting in an elevator, on video, press conferences, contrite apologies. And then, you know, you've got Josh Gordon, whose DWI case apparently is delayed till November, who there's talk is going to be suspended the entire season. So it seems to me, and you played in the NFL, does the NFL talk out of three sides of their mouth?
I think they just have a lot to cover, a lot of guys to keep track of, a lot of issues that they're dealing with. You know, Roger Goodell's a busy man, that he's paid handsomely for his job, which I believe is a bad thing because the money that he makes, you know, some of that could go into a trust fund or a fund to help, you know, pay for health care for these old retired guys in their 50s and 60s that are slobbering and getting wheeled around in a chair and have nothing to their name, even though they, you know, the only thing they have is that they wore number 52 for the Raiders back in the 80s. So a lot of these guys, you know, the issue to me is how they going to make these guys the older vets that laid the foundation for what the NFL is now. How can you take care of those guys? And today's players, if you go into playing football and you're not aware of the damage it can cause your body, then you're really dense in the skull, which maybe will help you take those hits. But you're going to play defense. If you're going to play offense, defense, or play any type of football, you're going to get banged up. You're going to get your head hit. There's no way to deal with the concussions. You know, the punishments laid out by the NFL is a whole different ball game. I mean, you know, right now they're setting the precedent that smoking weed is worse than beating up your wife or your fiance. So, you know, there's a lot that can be fixed, and they're probably working to fix that. A lot of the punishments are just laid down. There's just a set that they have to follow, or you know, a laid down precedent they have to follow with the collective bargaining agreement and all the punishments they lay down. But really, they got to figure out what they're going to do for these players and the players' safety and the players' health and outside of the game, keeping them out of the news doing bad stuff.
Jake Plummer's our guest. You can check him out on sportsusamedia.com or podcastone.com and his Twitter handle at Snakes Takes. So, Jake, you talk about that. Has the NFL turned their back on these guys? We know that there's, you know, lawsuits and settlements for $720 million, whatever it was, which when you divide it over the course of thousands of athletes seems like a pittance. And there's, you know, there's guys who are saying that it's not enough and going back after the NFL. Like, you've got a situation here where, look, you played in the NFL. Do you have any lingering long-term damage, any debilitating conditions because of your play in the NFL?
Well, of course. I mean, my body took a beating. I was able to play 10 years relatively without any major injuries. I mean, a couple broken bones and some sprains and strains, but nothing real serious. But once I retired and you know, you stop training, you stop lifting and keeping your body in really, really good shape like you're demanded to when you're in the NFL, your body kind of goes through a change. So mine, I realized I had some injuries. My hips both needed surgery, just to reattach the labrum, and not a replacement, but just to kind of resurface everything, get it all back in working order. You know, my lower back causes me pain, but I don't know many people near in their 40s that don't have some issues like that. Otherwise, I feel great. My mind, mentally, I feel sharp. I feel good. I can run around and chase my kids around and go on jogs and play handball. And, you know, I can still stay active and do a lot of things. So I feel really lucky. But there are a lot of guys that are not as good, you know, as well off as I was after playing, you know, less than 10 years. And also, they weren't making the money that I got paid as a quarterback. I mean, I played through two really, really big contracts. And these guys played in the 70s and the 80s that are dealing with all these issues, they didn't make the money that we made nowadays, and they don't have the money put away unless they were one of the rare few that was able to invest it and save it and manage their money well. So in some way, making their lives better and their family and friends also, what they have to deal with, helping them, you know, transition and get into some health care and take care of their bodies once they're done playing, I think is way more important than trying to prevent concussions, because as you see in the news out, I'm close to 60-plus concussions in the preseason alone already, and I don't know if that's NFL just making their concussion protocols so simplified that even any type of bonk on the head and you have a concussion, so that they're covering their ass down the road, because it's documented now, oh, you had a concussion and you knew this. So, you know, I don't know. It's a rough sport. They're making the helmets lighter and able to, you know, withstand more impact. And what is that doing to the game? It's not making it safer. It's making it more violent and even faster. So the fans turn the TV on because of that, because it's entertaining. Yet the NFL says they're trying to save these players. They should just forget about that. If you're going to go football and you're going to continue on into the NFL, you're going to take a beating. And if you don't know how to take care of your body and manage your money, you could be out of the game, you know, slobbering with not a dime to your name. So, you know, those are the guys that need help. Those are the guys that need something to fall back on once they're done.
10 minutes before noon, Baseball Central coming up with Blair and Siddle, our guest Jake Plummer, former NFL quarterback with Arizona and Denver. Let's talk really quickly as far as, listen, I'm not going to sit here and ask you to analyze any teams, because this topic to me is much more fascinating. The NFL has to do more to protect its current players. And you talk about, really quickly, got about a minute left, Jake, managing your money. And when you played, yeah, you made a bunch of money, and it sounds like you're okay. You live in Coeur d'Alene, a beautiful place. It sounds like, you know, you're happy with your family. You're doing your podcast. It's amazing how many athletes within 5 years of retiring are bankrupt. And, you know, in about a minute here, what did you see as far as that type of behavior goes? Guys had no clue, right? A lot of guys, they're like, man, I'm making so much money, and they just blow it on stuff that you wouldn't even believe.
There's guys that had a lot of common sense. Rod Smith was a big business guy that would try to hold, you know, meetings for these young kids and show them what to do and how to put their money away and how to start a bank account. And these kids were talking about paying college athletes, yet you get NFL athletes that have graduated college or moved on past that that still can't balance a checkbook or even don't even know how to make a deposit at a bank. So you give them all this money, it's hard. You know, you're in an NFL landscape where players are buying in Mercedes and living in gated communities, and, you know, you want to, that's your dream. That's part of life that's so sweet about the NFL, yet you got to realize you're going to be done in your 30s, early 30s, if you even are lucky to get to your 30s and still be playing in the league. You got to make your money last, and you know, being smart and being able to, you know, not buy the things you really don't need is key, and plan for your future. And you know, they're trying, but you know, mm-hmm. A lot of these guys, they have a lot of friends and family, and they want to take care of people. And you know, it's only human nature to want to buy your mom a house or a car. But down the road, when you're 50, you know, hopefully you've saved enough that you can still live a decent lifestyle.
All right, Jake, thanks a lot for doing this, man. It was a pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, right on, guys. You have a good day, and thanks for having me on the show.